Okay, Jeremy Bradley here, back live on the red carpet at the Voice finale. Tony Lucas joining. I'm blaming Christina. What do you think? I'm gonna get in trouble for saying that. You know that, right?
Sure.
I hear the hate mail coming in already just for saying that.
Well, yeah. No, I don't think you can blame Christina. I don't think there's any blame to go around here. I think Jermaine Paul is a dynamo. You know, he's as real a deal as they come. I think the jury's still out as to like what the metrics are on this whole thing.
Right.
You know, as far as where did the bulk of the support and the votes come from? You know. It's fun to get excited about the iTunes thing, but that's been misleading sort of throughout the season. I definitely, based on iTunes, would have imagined maybe a better showing than third place, but yet another lesson.
Well, I think one of those things, I mean, we've watched reality TV for how many years, and we know you don't have to win to do well in your career, right?
No, exactly, and I've tried to rest assured with that, you know, that, and then Adam's gone a long way towards helping me in that. You know, he's just like, listen, dude, trust me, you know, this is so hard for us to have the perspective as to what our potential is now, because we're still inside this bubble, you know. Once we get home, get back to our real lives, and you know, people in the business are able to reach out to us, and you know, maybe I have to assume the fan base has swelled with this, and the exposure has done what I was hoping it would do. But now, as well, you know, there's some impressions were made on the inside, you know, in the business, you know, and other creative types, or producers, or writers, or you know, industry folk that I might not have been able to get in touch with before might be a little more open to hearing from me, and that's awesome.
One thing I like to ask the finalists is, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years? But I want you to make a prediction. What would you hope in the best picture scenario? What's going to happen in the next year for you?
That I make a really inspired record that goes on to, you know, succeed akin to having won this in the first place.
And you've got website, Twitter, all that fun stuff for people to track you, because I know you're can I say social media whore? Why not? Let's do that. That's not a bad thing. It's really not. It's, you know, it's a good thing these days.
Sure, sure.
So how can we follow you?
TonyLuca.com is been up and running since 98. We keep that fresh. That's where you get the latest. Luca Does is my Twitter handle. I'm on Facebook, you know, /TonyLuca. And there's various fan sites and things that are sort of unofficial, but you know, there's no trash talking sites in my.
Oh, well, you just lost half of our audience. I'm sorry, Tony, but. And, you know, my phone's been blowing up all night. We haven't had time to get to those questions. So maybe we'll check in with you maybe later this year and we'll find out what's going on.
No, man, I would appreciate that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you. Talk to you soon. All right. That was Tony Luca. We're on the red carpet at the Voice finale. We've got to get back to the music.